T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline brought to you by Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Paul and Capitas. The line for Steelers and Titans has been all over the place. I talked to an odds maker today, said it opened with Tennessee favored, got bet up to Steelers favored by 2.5, and now it's all the way back to Tennessee minus 1 this week. Who knows if it'll yo-yo again, probably will, by the time we get to kickoff 1 o'clock on Sunday. Steve Palazzolo with us to break down this matchup of 2-5-0 teams from Pro Football Focus. Steve, better team in your opinion, Steelers or Titans?
I think the Steelers are probably better all around. I understand the line movement. It's really confusing, right? Like, both the Steelers didn't really cover well for a chunk of the season. They had a great game last week against the Browns. Titans started out a little slow. Now they're hot again. Tannehill's tearing it up, but their defense is struggling. Both teams are good but flawed, and I think it's going to make for an awesome matchup.
Bigger loss, Devin Bush for the Steelers, Taylor Lewan for the Titans.
I think Bush probably. You know, I think the Steelers are going to be okay, but I think more so just because they don't really have the depth from a linebacker standpoint. But the Titans, man, I don't know. I mean, Lewan's good, and, you know, they like to run the ball. And, you know, Derrick Henry, like any running back, you need that run blocking up front. I also think from a pass protection standpoint, they run so much play action, they can protect that spot maybe just a little bit. I would say Bush only just because the depth that the Steelers have at linebacker I think is questionable, though, you know, they made do last week after he went down.
Better quarterback, Ryan Tannehill or Big Ben?
I mean, right now it's Ryan Tannehill. It just is. I mean, Ryan Tannehill has played like a top 3 to 5 quarterback since he took over as starter last year with the Titans. Now, I am expecting that. I keep waiting for that to regress. And it looks like early in the season it was going to. But the last two games, he's the highest-graded quarterback in the league by far. He's been lights out. So it's really tough to, you know, diminish what Tannehill's been doing since he took over as the starter in Tennessee. But, you know, I like the way Big Ben's playing. He's playing an efficient brand of football. But it's different. You know, Tannehill's pushing the ball down the field better than Big Ben to this point. I wouldn't have expected that if you told me that about a year and a half ago.
Steve, how much longer does Tannehill have to play well? Because I think you just spoke for a lot of people when you said you kind of expected it to regress a little bit. How much longer does he have to keep up playing at a high level? Maybe not this high, but at a high level before it becomes, hey, this is what this guy is, more or less, not we're waiting for the other shoe to drop with him.
Yeah, so it's a great question. We have about a season's worth of information on him with Tennessee, maybe a little bit more. You include the playoffs. So give me another half season, right? Give me another, you know, not even that, 6, 7, 8 games in that range, and I'll completely buy in, I think. But it's just fascinating because there's, you know, 7 or 8 years of data of him in Miami being above average. He was a good quarterback. He was fine, but not what he's doing right now with Tennessee. And a lot of the stuff that should regress, at least by PFF's numbers, you know, he has the highest percentage of our positively graded throws. You know, grade every play, every throw. He's got the highest percentage of positives each of the last two seasons. That tends to fluctuate a little bit. That tends to depend on a little bit of luck, you know, some playmakers, play calling. And I know it's the same team and the same group and the same play caller, but it still tends to regress a little bit, and he's maintaining that. So, you know, give me another almost half a season and I'll completely buy in. But, yeah, you got to give him credit because he has turned his career around in Tennessee so far.
Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus. Over-under on Sunday, Derrick Henry, 99.5 rushing yards.
I'm going to go under. You know, I think he's been bottled up pretty well for the majority of the season. He you know, went crazy on Sunday with the 94-yard run and a couple other nice runs in the game winner. But I think teams are doing a really good job of getting him to move laterally. There's also, it's similar to last year. He started slow and then he just, you know, went off. He is really a freak when it comes to his size and speed. And there are just points in his career where it seems like he just wants to turn it on and he can. So maybe he's going to do that again and turn it on again, you know, at this point in the season. But I just think the Steelers front will do a nice job as far as, you know, bottling him up, making things difficult. I think it'll come down to the way Tennessee throws the ball more so than how Henry runs the ball as far as this game goes.
Steve, I know that you guys are focused on the players and every play and grading them that way, but I got to believe with the kind of analytics-minded approach you have, you had to love what Mike Vrabel did coaching-wise at the end of that Texans game to save time. So who's got the coaching advantage on game day in this matchup?
Oh, man, that was really impressive. The thing I tweeted about was when this thing came out, it's not so much – I think all coaches have, like, knowledge of those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think people realize how fast the game moves when you're sitting there on the sideline and you have to make a decision to deploy that strategy as quickly as possible. You have to completely recognize, here's where we are. It's second and one. Give me the 12 men on the field penalty. We're doing it. It's going to save us the 30 seconds. Like, that level of game management is fantastic. You know, I don't know if Tomlin has that type of game management. He's consistently good at, you know, getting the most out of his players. So that, you know, that's good too. I think it's, oh man, I have to make a decision on all this stuff. I'll give Tomlin the edge because he's got a little bit more of a track record there. But I think Vrabel's starting to make a name for himself, not only from a motivating player standpoint and maximizing their ability, but also these little things like the game management stuff. He did it last year with the punts. They had to change the rule. He did it last week. Those things start to add up, and then you become Belichickian, Bray Belichick, right? That's what he's going to be compared to.
Well, he was working out as Eric Ebron at Titans practice today. He was on the scout team with an 85 on, but he didn't have his mask on all the way, which is a whole other topic. Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus. Steve, who's the best wide receiver in this game?
It's A.J. Brown.
Yeah?
It's A.J. Yeah, he's just size, speed. You know, he's a freak. He's really, really tough to cover. You know, Chase Claypool's getting there. You know, he's getting to be that guy. You know, I keep talking small sample size. Let's see a little bit more. But A.J. Brown has also been a big part of this Tannehill turnaround. You know, just having his ability to get behind the defense, create after the catch. You know, of all the playmakers in this game, I think he's the one that gives defenses, you know, the biggest problem. How do we defend that guy? It's got to be A.J. Brown. But, man, let's see a little bit more Claypool, and he's becoming a guy that, you know, has to be a part of that conversation between these two teams.
Steve, I think last week with the Steelers and Browns, everybody sort of focused on the idea of Browns offensive line versus Steelers front seven. Whoever wins that battle would have a really good chance at winning the game. Steelers obviously dominated the battle and the game. What's maybe the key matchup as you guys look at it heading into this one, like Steelers side of the ball versus Titans side of the ball, that you think is going to be determinative?
Yeah, I think it's the Titans pass game. You know, I think they want to run Derrick Henry and all that fun stuff, but I also could see them looking at it. So if we are going to compare Vrabel to Belichick really quick, if Bill Belichick saw this Pittsburgh Steelers defensive front, even though they blitz like crazy and the pass rush is good, he's going to say, you know what, I'm not even going to try to run the ball. I'm not going to try. I got Lawan hurt. We're chucking it. We're chucking it 40, 45 times. And I know there's a difference between Tom Brady and Ryan Tannehill, but I could see the Titans maybe saying, look, we're not even going to try to, you know, ram our head against this wall.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting it in Tannehill's hands. We're going to spread it out. And if there's a weakness right now this season for the Steelers, they played great last week, but the secondary would be the weakness. You could pick those guys apart. So I think that's what it comes down to. Tannehill, pass game against the Steelers secondary, that cat and mouse game with if they do spread it out, how much do you really want to blitz? How much do you trust the front four? I think that's going to be the ultimate key, and I'm fascinated to see if the Titans, who love to run the ball and run play action, and they love when Tannehill throws the ball 25 or 30 times a game. I want to know if they say, you know what, you're chucking it 40, 45 times, let's go. We got to score some points and move the ball. But I think that, you know, whether they do that or not, it's all about the Titans pass game against the Steelers pass coverage in this one.
Steve, with the Ravens trade today, do you have them ahead or behind the Steelers in your power rankings?
Honestly, I don't know where we rank them right now. Probably the Ravens ahead. I haven't looked at our updated. I know Yannick Ngakoue is not really moving the needle on those.
Okay.
But I do like the move for the Ravens. What it does is it gives them guys that can win. They can win more with a four-man rush. You know, Calais Campbell's been a stud. He was a great pickup. But Matthew Judon, their other true edge, doesn't really win one-on-one matchups great. They scheme him open a lot as far as pass rushing goes. Yannick Ngakoue gives them more defensive flexibility to play more zone if they want, you know, rush four a little bit more. They don't have to use him on run downs where he really struggles. They could just use him getting after the quarterback. So I think it just gives a Ravens team that I always call it positionless football, the way they play. They have safeties doing linebacker things and linebackers doing edge things and vice versa. It just gives them more flexibility up front. So I do like the move for the Ravens.
Steve, speaking of that positionless football, like, is that the Steelers' best avenue maybe? I know Spillane's going to get the chance here, but is that their best avenue to replace Devin Bush, is have safeties playing in the box and just sort of move guys around there to fill that spot and just try to find the best athlete for the best situation?
Yeah, it's tough because I don't know if it's in their nature. You know, it's not something you just pick up. I mean, a guy like Terrell Edmonds I think could be good. It's something like that. The trouble with the safety playing linebacker is, even though the run game is less important, you don't necessarily want linebackers taking on blocks all the time and everything. So you got to pick your spots and figure it out. But yeah, I think there's something to that. They just don't really have. Spillane played fine, but they don't really have the depth. Vince Williams is just he's a specialist at what he does. He's an old school thumper. You're not going to put him in Devin Bush's role. So I do think they have to get creative. Like they've been creative with Mike Hilton. You know, just take advantage of some of the skill sets that they have with a guy like Terrell Edmonds. Maybe he does end up playing a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. But again, it's tough to just overhaul your system if you're not used to it. The Ravens have prepped for it, have tried to do that. The Steelers, they have slightly more defined roles in their defense, I think, the way they play.
Last one, better fit for Antonio Brown, Seattle or Baltimore?
Oh, it's Seattle. I mean, you know, Lamar would be great, you know, that's, and he would be more of the number one there. But I think if you put Antonio Brown in Seattle with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, I mean, that moves the needle. You know, Yannick Ngakoue doesn't move the needle that much in power rankings. Antonio Brown does, because the Seahawks would not, like, how would you defend that if Antonio Brown's the same guy? It'd be impossible, I think. So I think that would be an absolute game
changer
for the Seahawks.
Steve, can I throw another team in there? Steve, I want to throw another team in there just to try to one-up Andrew. Seahawks or Green Bay Packers for Antonio Brown?
No, that's a game-changer, too. I mean, Rodgers isn't really a different guy when he has Devontae Adams, but he's a lot more comfortable when he has him. And then he's comfortable when he has Alan Lazard. And I think his comfort level with Antonio Brown would be up there, too. Cover Antonio Brown and Devontae Adams and some of those big receivers over the middle of the field. That would be huge as well. Antonio with some of those elite quarterbacks is an absolute game changer.
Steve Palazzolo, co-host of the PFF NFL podcast. Thank you, Steve.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
See ya. Talk next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.